Alrighty, there we are. What's happening?
Not much, just running around doing errands. Just got home to do the interview.
First off, thanks for coming on. You have like multi you know you have multiple emails like on social media to hit you up on?
I do.
Yeah, the email that you responded to, I only found that because it was the email that you use for your business email for YouTube.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. The other one was like something else, but yeah.
Yeah, I think I have to get those in line.
Yeah. See, I'm trying to help you with your
Thanks.
yeah, with the obviously like someone as famous as me is just gonna be able to take you to the sky's the limit.
You famous?
Yeah. All right, can I ask a legit question? Did you even listen to a single second of what my podcast is about before?
No, not yet.
Oh my God.
I'm just jumping into the ring of fire. I
You
don't give
really did. Yeah, okay, you
a
don't
fuck.
give a fuck. Yeah, no, this there is like I'm trying to think of how minimal can this podcast help your career?
Let's just fuck around. It's fine.
I know, but now like I'm trying like what's the most minimal? Okay, like an atom or a quark. Didn't they find something smaller than atoms or something? I don't fucking know. What were you doing today, though, before coming on here? What were the errands that you were doing?
I did yoga. I fell a whole bunch of times, and then I screamed music in the car, and then I got my nails done, and then I screamed all the way back, and now I'm back.
All right, but outside of getting your nails done, that stuff that you just said sounds like my life, because I do yoga and then I fucking scream to like System of a Down or Rage Against the Machine while I'm listening to music in the car.
That's awesome. Yeah, I'm that girl that like I'm screaming in my car and you wouldn't know it because I'm driving perfectly fine.
Are you screaming in your car because you just have awful road rage?
No, I don't. Like I just like I like music, and so I'm that girl like you just get in it. Like you look over and you're like, "Wow, she's having a good day."
True. Don't be that girl that says I'm that girl. Don't start every set. You know I'm that
Well, I just
girl.
fucking did. It's too late.
You know you did it twice. You know I'm that girl that like I'm that awesome chick, you know? It's like
It's not awesome. It's actually embarrassing.
it's that old fucking Dane Cook joke where like you think when you do something in your car that everyone's looking at you. But you come to realize no one really gives a fuck. No one's really looking into your car window when you're driving down the highway 60, 70 miles per hour.
I'm that fucking girl, like
What, then you're just staring at other
I'm just
people's cars like,
staring
what
at
is
you
this
outside your
fucking
car.
guy doing?
Hey, what are you doing? Hey, who's your dad? You know Joe?
Oh my God. Dude. Do you know him? I'm looking for him. Someone's eating food in the car. Hey, what'd you get? It's like, dude, I'm at a red light, lady. Just trying to fucking live my
Or
life.
those people that are like, "Did you save some for me?" It's like, shut the fuck up.
Oh, what kind of,
I
wait, like,
hate
those are
when people do
homeless
that.
people. You're talking about homeless people,
Where's mine?
right?
It's like, fuck off.
That's a homeless person. You're talking about homeless people, Katie.
No,
Yes, you are.
I'm
Jesus Christ.
Gosh, damn it.
This is already more fun than I thought it was gonna be. But me and my old co-host used to talk about this, how like there's a podcast that honestly, if you want to help your career, that you should go on one day called the SDR Show. And Big J, I always pronounce his last name wrong, but Big J's a stand-up comedian. But they have a ton of like porn stars and everything as guests. And 80% of the time, it's boring. It's just like they're just not like I don't know. It's almost like their
They're
personality
like,
isn't
yeah,
there.
I suck dick and I have no soul. I just lost my career with that statement.
That's fucking all. Can I like that is a fucking that's a snippet right there. But
Gosh damn
that
it.
really is that. Like they're playing games like, "Hey, like let's blindfold people and then we'll
I
smell each
know.
other's fingers and see what who it is." It's like, "Cool. Yeah, that's what I want to listen to, not
No,
even
and then
see."
people people tell me, they're like, yeah, Kate, you gotta act like this, and you gotta just make stupid fucking TikToks that make you look like a fucking sex object. And I'll try, and I'm like, no, like, I have a fucking, like, I'm funny, and I have a soul, and I'm not just gonna be like, oh my god, look at my butt, it jiggles.
Yeah, you're funny and not modest and hot. Yeah, you know, you just, you got a big
thing. I'm a lot more than that, okay? I'm more than just the body.
Dude, I found you, by the way, the way I found you, and I'm not trying to sound like a saint, I jerk off the porn constantly. I have to see a doctor. But the way I found you was, I was on Twitter, and there was like a tweet about butt implants being, Brazilian butt lifts, like just going too far or something. And then you replied to it like, I think I like mine. And then like you posted a picture, which was Photoshopped.
I had to delete that because people were going ham on me. And I was like, I'm not prepared to cry today.
Was the picture, first off, was the picture that you replied with, was that Photoshopped at all in any way?
Yeah, I Photoshopped my love handles and people were going off on me. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to cry. I got to delete my comment.
Okay, why did you, because you have a video on your fucking Twitter of you in a like a hot tub, and you got this Ross. Is this you? It's, you got like a Rastafarian look from March 18th.
Oh, yeah. I was just in Bali.
Yeah, so what love handles are you talking? Like, this is a video. This isn't a photo. I don't really see love handles on you.
No, I think that was like a year ago when I did have the love handles, and I was really bad at Photoshop. And I still have the picture, and I'm like, yeah, I look hotter.
It's just the world's awfulest Photoshop. It's like MS Paint editing Photoshop.
Hey, a girl's got to learn something.
You're like an Indian dude trying to pretend to be a white lady. Like, hello, I give you vagin. I have Cash App.
Do you like vagine?
Yeah, here you see my blonde vagin. Can I please get your Cash App and get money from you, please?
Like, I won the genetic lottery, but in my head, I am that guy. I'm like, how the fuck did I win the genetic lottery? Because in my head, I'm a fucking weirdo.
Well, now, to be fair now, so, and maybe it's because I'm very naive with this. Butt implants are pretty self-explanatory. They're tit implants for your ass. What is...
There's a difference between butt implants and a BBL.
Yes, what is a BBL?
A Brazilian butt lift. So they transfer your fat to your butt. So technically it's not fake. It's just putting your fat where you want it.
That
an implant is like silicone based and it's a foreign object in the body. So technically that would be fake.
Katie.
What? You want to argue?
Yes, like vehemently. Like if I went to my primary care physician and he was like, "Hey, Jamie, how's it going?" Like typical checkup. No, doc, listen, I have a lot of fat in my foot, and I want you to inject it all into my cock so I have a bigger. That's fake. Like, come on.
No, it's not. How is that not? Like, if you had a dick implant, like if you had a silicone thing in your dick, and guys do have that. And
they do,
like,
actually,
I've
yes.
been to scenes, and like, you know, like when you're rubbing your dick and it's soft, like you don't feel anything. So like, I've touched a couple, and I'm like, ooh, fuck. What the fuck was that? And then I have to like play it cool, like it's okay, don't freak out. Just an implant.
Wait. You just opened Pandora's box now. This is fun. Wait, so you've done sets where I almost feel bad for the guy, but like you've done sets where you felt the guy's cock and it's just no, that's a fake dick.
You can't tell when it's hard, but when it's soft, it feels funky.
Well, when it's soft, it must be like pretty like sturdy, right? I bet it doesn't
you know, like how your soft dick feels, but then imagine an implant in that, and you're like, remember those old toys that like were, they had glitter in them and you would just like hold them and
oh wait, are you talking about the ones you're talking about the ones that you would win at like an arcade?
Yeah,
and
yeah,
they'd be like these little cylinders or whatever. Oh, that
that's what it feels like.
True. Do you see, I don't know that feeling. Like my dick when it's soft is the size of like one of those Eco chapsticks. So yeah. So it's just like I can't even relate to that.
Micro penis gang.
Only when it's soft. I gotta admit, I thank God every day. Like he gave me some growth when I'm excited. But when it's soft, it's like, dude, it's like a turtle running away from a crocodile. It's crazy.
And sometimes when guys are like super, like they're okay when they're soft, it grows like a little bit and you're like, oh, I thought it was gonna get better than that. So it's kind of good to be like a grower and a shower because you're like, wow, look what it
It's
did.
not really because I go to a gym where I change and like each time I'm like, oh man, like unless accidentally some hot chick walks into the men's locker room and I get a quarter chub, it's like, oh, this is
That is never gonna happen.
it's never gonna happen. So it's a exactly. So
But it's an idea in your brain. You're like, one day.
one day this old 65-year-old guy next to me will be like, wow, that guy's got a nice cock. Cool. Cool party.
Nice cook.
Where are you from then exactly? Are you from New York?
No, I was born in Ohio.
That's not East Coast.
I was born there. I don't live there.
Oh. Yeah,
Yeah, I
that is
left when I
true.
was 18. Don't go there. It's awful. I
Why
got out as soon as I could.
is Ohio awful?
It's boring. It's flat. There's judgmental people everywhere. It's a trap. People like they either get addicted to drugs or have a shit ton of babies, and
Oh,
there's no
jeez.
other outlet to your life.
I would
That's
rather
it.
do the drugs, honestly.
Yeah.
Because the
Yeah.
babies are a guarantee 18 plus years of your life just being
People
over.
do that. They do both
Oh,
on
yeah.
occasion.
That makes sense. So where are you at now?
I'm in Florida.
Oh, you seem like the perfect girl for Florida.
Yeah, I like it.
Good for you. So it's fucking beautiful there. You have this beautiful body. You're just strolling and people are like, oh, that's all. So
No,
what
I'm like a seven here. It's okay.
that's what dude, my ex told me that when we were together, she was from California at one point. And she's like, yeah, if we ever go to California, like we really wouldn't stand out. I'm like, really? I'm like, that's not something I want to hear, by the way, from you. Like, jeez, fuck me,
I'm
right?
not hot in Florida or California, but if I go home, I'm a solid 10.
Oh, did you go to Ohio? You're the fucking governor if you go to Ohio. Jesus Christ.
Best revenge is like when guys like you went to high school with that like were on the football team and they didn't even talk to your loser ass, and then they subscribe and they're like, I always liked you. I'm like, the fuck you did, Ed.
Oh, were you what? Were you like a nerd or something growing up?
Well, I got along with everybody, but I was like, I
Well,
was
yeah, when
just
you're
like,
sucking the teacher's
I got
cock, you know, get an A. Yeah, you
suspended
didn't get
like
along with them.
50 times. Like, I was just a bad kid. I would like party boy kids into the lockers. Like, it's
What,
just
party
fucking
boy, like the
crazy.
thing from Jackass?
Yeah, like deuce, 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 and push kids into the lockers.
I feel like I'm talking to a 15-year-old right now.
Well, I was 15 when I was doing these
Yeah, what
actions.
the fuck? I would party boy kids into the lockers.
Yeah, that was my thing for a while.
That was my thing. Unfucking real.
Was awful.
So then how did you so then because on your Twitter you're a military flight attendant, right? Is that like is that true? Is, does
Yeah.
that mean something? Like I didn't know
Yeah,
the
that
military needed peanuts on their flight.
Yeah, they do. I was a flight attendant for about 5 years for the military. I took all four branches overseas and their
Okay.
families once in a while. But I did porn when I was 18 to get out of Ohio. I did about 20 scenes. And then I started being a flight attendant. And then there wasn't any money to be made when I did porn last time because it was like a decade ago. And then people started with the OnlyFans. And I was like, shit, I want to get back into this. There's like money to be made. And then I got furloughed with no pay when COVID hit, and I started an OnlyFans and quit my job, and then it just went into porn after that because I wasn't getting enough traction, and I was like, I know exactly what to do. Oh, you think this was bad? Hold my beer.
Oh my God. So then you did you have any 'cause you're saying you got into porn before even the military thing. Like, did you have any like, oh fuck, am I really gonna do this? Or what are people gonna think? Or did you really just jump on into it saying, fuck it, I don't care?
Yeah, I just I was I went to college when I was 16 because like I had a boyfriend at the time, and
Oh, he
he
must have
was
loved the
like
fact that you did
he
porn.
was 4 years grades ahead of me, and then he thought he was going to go to college and move on, and I was like, hold my beer. And So I applied for college and then it didn't work out with me and him. And so I got a job teaching autistic children at a Catholic school. They found out how old I was after they already hired me, and I dropped out of school because I was going to be a psychologist. And then I was like, shit, well, I'm like $7,000 in school debt, and I have no idea, and I don't have a job now, so what the fuck am I going to do? And my boyfriend's words were in my head playing over and over, like, why don't you just go do what you're good at? And I was like, maybe I fucking will.
And then you did.
I did.
And then you did. I thought, dude, honestly to God, the way the story was going, I thought like one of the autistic kids at the church school was the person who like led you into the way of porn. Like, you know what you'd be really good at?
It's funny. It's Mrs. funny because Kate. Like... another thing is they're like, I got like the kids that were like nonverbal autistic to like talk and stuff. And they're like, how did you do that? And I was like thinking in my head, I was like, well, I didn't put on my resume that I too am autistic. So I can figure these kids very quickly.
Wait a minute. Are you actually autistic?
Yeah. Dude. I went to like special classes in school and all that. Dude, but then it was funny because
this is the second person who came on as autistic on this podcast, and I didn't even, am I autistic? Because I'm starting to think I'm autistic.
Probably.
Jesus Christ. Probably.
Girls are like often misdiagnosed because of pretty privilege. But
pretty privilege.
Yeah, people are like, she's too pretty to be retarded.
I was literally gonna say the same thing, like, oh yeah, they probably think you're too pretty to be, you know, retarded. So
yeah,
that actually makes sense.
But like I had to go to special classes in school and like have teachers read things out loud to me because I learned differently than all the other students. And then it was funny because like when I wanted to go to college, they're like, what do you mean? Like you're in special classes. How can you do this? And I was like, put me in, coach. Let me fucking take this GED. And I passed with flying colors. And they're like, how the fuck did you do that? You can go to any college you want. And I was like, I was listening. I just knew how to manipulate the system because I knew you guys gave me all the answers. And it was easier that way.
While you're saying all this, I'm scrolling through your Twitter just to see like, video, like I'm seeing them autoplay. I'm like, how really? She's not, she doesn't seem autistic. Like, from the and then I forget Twitter allows actual porn, and like, then this guy's just fucking going to town on Jesus Christ
on me.
He's like this guy, he must have been a DJ in a past life because the way he's playing with your vagina is crazy.
Playing the top hits of the 80s, 90s, and oh today. My god,
it's like the fucking DJ from Rage Against the Machine or something, or whatever, the keyboardist from Rammstein.
I love it.
Holy shit, when did you find out that you were autistic?
It all started like back when I was probably in second grade. They put me in speech classes because I had a stuttering Stanley problem. And then it just progressed after that. They're like speech impediment. They made me like draw the shapes and pick out like little forms. And they're like, what does this look like? And I'm like, your mom, you know.
Ba-dumps. So that was the end of your comedy career.
Yeah.
Jeez. All right. Now I'm starting to get worried because I also like, first and second grade, I was in speech classes because I couldn't. Oh, that's cool. You can go fix your cassette player. Because I couldn't say words with th, like instead.
Oh, you had the th.
Yeah, it'd be easy, autistic little prick. It's instead of thumb, it was thumb. Like yeah, I'm gonna put my thumb up and like I instead of there it was fair. Like I had that.
Mine's were the L's and the R's, and I would say flower.
What was the word supposed to be? Flower?
Flower.
Dude, I know. Even with my speech impediment, I would have made fun of you as a kid.
Yeah, you sound like a dick.
No, I fuck you. Well, how, by the way, you have, so you're, I'm guessing what, like your mid-20s at this point in your life?
I'm 31.
You're 31? Oh, you're dying. You're old.
I know, every day.
You know what I gotta get you? I gotta get you one of those walkers that has the tennis balls on the bottom.
Oh, yeah, I would love that.
Yeah. Okay, so then you grew up around that same generation as me. Yeah, no, we would have totally made fun of each other, even though both of us were technically retarded.
Yes, absolutely.
So now you have an OnlyFans because you're seeing it blow up. Tell me this, because a lot of girls that I've talked to from OnlyFans, they've never even dared to do actual porn. And then some of them think they've done actual porn, but it's like, you've done some video. Like, you legitimately have done porn. Like, you've done straight up porn.
Yeah.
So what is the money difference right now compared to you if you're a porn star in the game, at least as a female, compared to what you can do with OnlyFans?
Well, the girls that do porn, the difference, there's not very much of a difference, but like the girls that do porn, they make like $1,000 for a boy girl scene. It just depends on your rate. And then you're basically known on the internet forever, and you have to be okay with your friends, your family, like your dad being able to fucking internet search you seeing you get fucked. Like, you have to be okay with that. And then the girls that are getting into OnlyFans, I think they're like kind of in the same boat, but they think that, oh, it's not gonna be forever, but they'll see in a couple of years that it's a forever thing, you know?
Yeah, it's the
I
same thing
think,
strippers used to say.
but it's actually a good thing with OnlyFans because it's a outlet for performers to be able to make their own money. Because when girls just show up to set and make this $1,000, the company makes thousands of dollars off of you. So it's a way for performers to make their own money and grow their brand. So it's a good thing.
Gotcha. It's kind of like podcasting where instead of joining a radio network or something, it's just like, no, I'm gonna just get a fucking microphone, start my own thing. The only difference is I don't suck my microphone off. Not every episode.
Yeah, you just sell your soul to the devil.
Yes, it's all no that and that is what I'm above it, man. I don't have an intro or transition. It's like, yeah, okay, you got a title call, you got a logo.
I
You
mean,
got a name.
how many times do you think Joe Rogan sucked the devil's dick? Like, think about it.
I don't. I actually haven't listened to his show in a little while. It's ever since he went to Spotify. It's yeah. I don't. The only podcast I don't know if you know Bill Burr's podcast, Monday Morning Podcast,
Sounds familiar.
which technically like 67% of the title of my podcast is that. But outside of his, I really don't listen to anyone else's podcast like that. Yeah, very, very few podcasts I listen to. But all right, so a girl will get $1,000 for boy girl scene, and usually in porn, how long? Or I'm sorry, not scene. Like set, is that the right word? Or video? What?
Yeah,
How?
set.
Okay, set. How long of work time does a set usually take?
It just depends on the producer and like what you're filming. Like if I shoot for Brazzers, it could be anywhere
Have
from
you shot for Brazzers?
days. Yeah, many times.
What? Many times? Holy shit. I'm not gonna pay. I'm gonna find the free version of that. But wow, that's amazing. Good for you.
Yeah, but
I'll jerk off the 480p. I don't give a fuck. All right, keep going.
Brazzers can go from like 6 to 9 hours, but like if you shoot, like I shoot with Alex Adams a lot, and he's like,
Don't give a fuck.
he's in the top five on Pornhub, and he does amateur stuff like stepmom and stuff, and his days are like anywhere from 2 to 4 hours, and he pays more. So it just depends on the
Oh my God,
producer.
he's done gay porn too. Jesus Christ. Oh God. Oh my God. I looked him up. I looked
Oh,
him up.
Alex?
Yes. Am I wrong?
Yeah, so hot. So hot.
The gay porn is hot?
Yeah.
Oh, nah. That's no. I real. I oh, no. Nah. Not for me. For you, it makes more sense.
Yeah, I like anything taboo, so
I don't, but gay's not taboo. Any like gay's like going to your local deli at this point.
But I'm bisexual as well, so
it's not taboo. It's, oh, it's wow, okay. A girl that does porn who also likes girl. Oh my, whoa, KD.
You know guys that like are like ew, gay. Probably have a little gay in them.
No, it wasn't.
You're just right. Hiding your homosexuality. Sure. Let's just be fucking real.
Yep, 100%, 100%. It was more so.
Daddy issues for sure.
I swear, once I'm able to pay through college, I'll stop sucking cock. I swear to God.
I'll keep your secret if you keep mine. It's fine.
You know, but do you have any secrets? That's the thing. See, I feel like someone who as free as you would really not have as many secrets.
I guess we'll never know.
I was really hoping I was like good enough interviewer to be like, I can drag these out of her.
I don't know. I'm sure I do.
Yeah, you definitely have, though, that East Coast vibe where the conversation isn't slow as fuck.
Oh, yeah.
No, 100%. So you must have been
like
on the East
Coast. Los Angeles girls that are like.
I'm trying to think.
I was watching this TikTok earlier, and this girl said, like, every 2 fucking seconds, and I'm like, oh, my God.
I can get like that, too, though. I really could. But, no, I'm all right. I want to go back to – so here's what confuses me. First question, have you ever done any type of escorting?
Yes, when I was younger. Okay. But I don't do that anymore.
So I look at escorts now. And the price for escorts is insane. Like, some of them are while she's drinking soda, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sorry. Are you peeing right now?
No, I was filling up my water base.
Yeah, that's fine. So we're on the brunch podcast right now with Kate D. And she's going to shove a kumquat up her ass.
Yeah. So, are you ready?
Yeah. No, anyways, these escorts, though, a lot of them charge $1,000+ for like an hour, just an hour. So
yeah,
why are the people who are buying that? I was about to say, are the people who are purchasing that? Are they getting had or should they?
I don't know. What would you pay to be with your favorite porn star or like someone that you've always wanted to fuck, you know? But I don't support escorting and stuff like that because like when I was 18, I did it and then I got sex trafficked and I was like stuck in a hotel for like 7 days and I had to fight my way out. So like, I don't support that shit at all.
Well,
I get emails constantly of like fucking pimps that are like, we would love to do this. And I block them immediately. I don't support that shit.
Hold the phone. So you did escorting and you got what? You got abducted into sex trafficking?
Yeah.
How? Like, how does that, were you independent to start?
No, I met this guy and we were at a party and he was basically acting like, yo, I'm super rich, I'll take you to another party. And so we were driving down the highway and we're driving for a long time and I'm like getting scared and we're with this Russian chick and then we go to this Holiday Inn, there's your first problem,
this Russian chick's just in the car.
Yeah, I got myself into a stupid situation. Yeah. And then we get to a Holiday Inn and then I'm locked in there and I was locked in there for like 7 days, so I don't fucking support
kidnapped and then forced to have sex with other people. That's insane. How did you get out of that situation?
I waited for the perfect time because there was
you called customer service at the Holiday.
No.
Like, hey, listen, I've been stuck here for 7 days sucking cock. I really don't want any more waffles. Can you help me?
No, there was the guy would come in and out and he was like 6'7" or something. Oh, and then it was just that Russian girl. So I just waited for the right moment when I knew he wasn't going to be back for a while. And then I just beat the shit out of her, ran out. And then by chance, when I got down to the fucking lobby, there was like 2 cops down at the front desk. And I just hugged them and said, I've been fucking sex trafficked.
And that's when they started doing party boy on you.
No, gosh damn it. Why do you got to make a joke out of something serious?
Oh,
fuck.
But you survived, though, so it's good, right? It's everything.
Yeah, you dick.
Everything turned. Hey, you made fun of me not pronouncing TH right. So I think that's on the same line.
This is a totally different substance of topic. What the fuck?
I think it's like, you know, like, yeah, you might have a better table at the room, but we're still in the same room. So I don't think I'm that over the line.
No, I hope someday that you get schooled.
Oh, what? Like, you hope, wait. So you hope someday, like, I get kidnapped and...
But, like, when people are just, like, oblivious to, like, all that shit and, like, they're sheltered, like, I hope that they get some living, like, life experience and be, like, would be able to have some sympathy because, like, shit fucking crazy out there, you know?
Nah, that's fair. That is 100% fair. I'm looking at another video of yours. Besides the Brazilian, the BBL, have you had any other work done?
No.
Your lips haven't been done.
Oh, yeah, I've had lip fillers. That's a different thing. Injectables?
You can't just keep moving the goalpost for yourself.
Like, injectables are not surgery.
Oh, okay. Well, have you had, so Botox injections, correct?
Yeah, no? I've been getting Botox since I was 18.
Okay.
It's preventative. If you don't use it, you lose it, you know, it's stuff like that.
You didn't get your tits done at all?
No, they're real.
And now I have to ask a different question because I'm talking to you, apparently. Nothing, like, at all. Nothing injected, a fucking tarot card reading made them different, like, nothing, right?
I just prayed to God every night that I had Britney Spears tits and I got them.
No, listen, I'm not gonna, there is, I had an OnlyFans girl on here episodes before. She brought up this porn star called Ellie Brooke, and I was 100% honest about that girl. I'll be 100% honest about you. Your tits are, they're literally perfect. Like, they were literally, like, 100%, and you gave the teacher an apple for extra credit. So, congratulations on that.
Thank you. I'll tell my mom.
Just hanging on the refrigerator.
We're expecting a Christmas gift from you.
Yeah. I'll definitely send one to Florida. Just be me with a big thumbs up, like, nice tits.
Thanks, mom.
So what is it, now your mom's definitely in the picture. I don't know if your dad's in the picture at all.
Yeah.
Obviously they know. They have to know, I'm guessing. You've been doing this for a while. What was their reaction?
They're perfectly fine with it. I was conceived at a strip club. My dad came in and my mom was a stripper. So, but the story my dad told me, like, when we were kids is, like, he was a muscle man and my mom was a trapeze and she fell. And then I asked my mom one day, I was like, did you guys really meet at the circus? And mom says, no, I was a stripper and your dad came in.
It was a strip club called the circus.
Yeah. I think it was like Deja Vu or something.
Wow.
But I'm happy that happened because now I'm here doing porn, so.
So you guys, all right, so you're at least with your mom and dad, and you guys are all open in a sexual way. I think, and by the way, I think that is a, now, I would not say, like, I definitely still, no matter what, want my mom and dad to be my mom and dad. You know, I really don't, I understand being friendly with them when you get older, but for me.
I grew up in, like, nudist colonies and stuff, so, like.
What the fuck?
I've always just nude and not afraid to be naked and stuff like that.
Huh. Is there anything sexual that you're into? Like, do you have any kinks or fetishes?
I mean, I do everything on camera that's, like, kinky and stuff, but, like, I'm a really, like, loving person. So, like, I like to have normal sex with my partner and stuff like that. Like, nothing too crazy. I like anal if I have a boyfriend and stuff like that.
Oh, dude, you want me to tell you a story?
What?
I was with a girl and she was blowing me, and it was like a first date. So she did that traditional, oh, you know, I'm on my period, which is like, it's a 50-50. You're probably not, but all right, fine, whatever. I'll take the head. But she was telling me, like, she really likes anal, really, like, before blow. And I'm just like, I'm going to tell you this, and then I'm going to tell you the real story of why I kind of was, like, weird about it. So I was like, yeah, you know, I don't have a condom, though. And she's like, you know, you don't need a condom to do anal. And
I'm just, damn it.
I know. And I'm just like, yeah, no, I think.
No, that's just how you get AIDS.
Well, I know her, so I think we're good. Anyways,
yeah,
I
you didn't, You know her a little bit, so she doesn't have AIDS.
That's, yeah. I did a background check. No need to do blood sampling. I got this.
Right, right.
But here's the thing. I didn't do anal. She just gave me head, which, by the way, a fucking insane, some of the best head I've ever had in my life. I came within a minute or 2 minutes. She was so fucking into it. She was so into it. That's a huge turn on. The real reason I didn't do it is, you want me to tell you this fucking awful anal experience I had?
Did you get pooped on?
Why? Yeah. But was it runny? Katie, take an autistic seat, please. Like, fucking sit that butt lift down, or because, like, let me tell you a story.
Just do it.
Me and this girl, who sadly was married at the time, but I was like her fling or whatever. So,
wow, wrecking households over here.
In essence, I deserve to get shit on my God. Like, dude, anytime I tell my friends this story, it's like, yeah, you deserve that. I came to her place, dude. Oh my God, I went to her place and banged her a couple times, and there's photos on the wall. I'm just like, I gotta get the fuck out of here. But yeah, so then she's coming to my place every time we bang, right? And one time it gets brought up, like, yeah, no, I never had sex, like, anally. I never fucked a girl up the ass before. And she's like, oh, well, we could do that. I'm like, yeah. She's like, yeah, no, I've done it before.
She pulls out the strap on.
Yeah. At this point, I'd rather that. Like, fuck. And I'm like, cool. But this was right, like, when we were finishing up fucking already. Like, she's leaving, I'm gonna do my thing, so the next time she comes over, we'll do this. So, dude, she comes over like 15 minutes after 10 a.m with the biggest Starbucks coffee you could ever imagine, which should have been my friend. Like, this girl, she woke up having like a,
he's like, you better not have heavy cream in that. I better be fucking coconut.
Oh, dude,
milk.
That had to be like a quadruple espresso with fucking whole milk. But I didn't even think of it. Again, I've never had anal, so I was like, oh, this girl, she's done it before. She knows. She's done an Emina or whatever. Yeah, she's a pro. So I lay her down on the bed, and I put on a. Did I put on a condom?
You said you didn't.
For her, no, I know I didn't 100%, but you're right, I didn't.
I wasn't even there, and I'm right.
You're 100% right. No, I didn't put on a, I didn't. I did when I did vaginally, because this girl is a fucking psychopath, and no way am I getting that pregnant. But so I'm having sex anally, and you'll never experience this because you don't have a dick. And my experience might be different, but I'll say this, before the finale of the story, dude, I gotta admit, I'm having sex annually, and I'm like, this isn't the same. It's like I'm fucking a toilet paper roll with rivets. And my,
what the hell?
Yeah, my dick was getting clammy, and it's just like, it felt like my dick was in an uncomfortable steam room.
Were you fucking in the dark?
No, it was 100% light. The sunlight was coming through the windows. It was magical before the ending.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah,
so you gotta use vagina juice for lube back there. You just put it on the back door.
No. It was not dry or anything. Trust me, everything was good with that. I'm saying, like, just my dick felt clammy. Like, I could feel it, and like I could hear him going, "Hey, bro, like, I don't know if you noticed, but I've been in the wrong hole for 5 minutes. So like, anytime you want to take me out, that'd be cool." So, anyways, I told her, like, while I was fucking, like, all right, you know, you want to just have regular sex now? And she's like, yeah. And, you know, she was moaning the whole time, and she was having a great time. So, oh my God, Kate. Oh my God. I start pulling my dick out, and it's just a zigzag of shit on the whole shaft of my cock. And it just keeps on this fucking Snickers bar of shit just smeared. And I'm like, oh. And then I take it out.
Did you wash it off, bitch?
Oh no! Oh my God! No, this perfect Hershey, like frosty ice cream Hershey kiss of shit, then was on the tip of my dick, and And I'm just, she, I don't even remember what she said at this point. I just know that I fucking started waddling like a penguin to the fucking bathroom.
You forgot how to walk. You didn't want to get any of that on your legs. Just,
oh, dude, my hands were like my shoulders were hiked up to my ears. And I'm like, oh. So ew. Then I'm in the bathroom and I'm like, what do I get a dry tip? So I go to put the water on.
That one thing. It's like, there's shit on the walls. It's on the floor.
Oh, from Dumb and Dumber, the second one. Yeah. Dude. I'm in the bathroom. I go to turn on the water, and the way my shower is, like the valves are lower. So I bend over to turn the hot and cold water on. And when I do, I get a whiff of my dick, like my own penis. And I start going, no. And then I hear her go, is everything okay? No, lady, you just took a huge dump on my dick. And I'm not going to be okay for a very long time.
That's what you get for putting your dick in unexplored holes.
Oh, my God, dude. Oh,
and ruining someone's family. How dare you?
I was in the shower in the bathroom scrubbing myself off. As if I was kidnapped for a week at a Holiday Inn. Like, I was just...
You just go to a church and, like, just start bathing in holy water.
Oh, my... I'm just like...
repenting.
I'm fucking crying. I'm in a field position. I'm eating saltine crackers. It was insane. Insane.
Gosh, damn it. You're wrong for that one.
She was cool though. She she was into my kink and everything. So after that, I never had sex with her again, ever.
Yeah, I would see how that would ruin the mood.
Everything. It just ruined everything. I was just like, yeah, no, I can't even like.
And
I couldn't.
She can go back to fucking her husband and taking care of her children. That dirty whore.
Oh, that dirty dick shit covering whore. Hwa.
Gosh damn it.
Your mother was a whore. Your mother's a whore.
She's listening to this crying. She's like, I thought you loved me.
Nah, oh my God, come on. She has to use some more common sense than that.
She sounds like this girl I knew. And we would always go out together. And then like I realized one day after like 7 years of knowing this girl that I knew nothing about her. I'm like, where do you actually live? And she's like, I'm like, do you have a family? And like, she didn't really answer much, but I'm pretty sure, like, because she was like 10 years older than me. I was like, I'm pretty sure she just hung out with me because I'm younger and we would go like hunt hot guys. And I'm pretty sure like she had like a whole ass family, and she is probably the girl we're talking about right now. Sounds a lot like her.
But you were never from New Jersey at one point in your life.
Hell yeah, I wasn't, but like, she could be from anywhere. Think about it.
think about it, bro. Yeah, man, here's the blunt. Weed's legal here. So I'll admit this, I really haven't watched any like video like I've seen the things on your Twitter and I looked you up, but I never had like, all right, it's time to, you know, close the blinds, light some candles.
I'm on Pornhub. Just look at Pornhub.
Oh, yeah, no. No, I'm more of an ex-hamster or ex-videos kind of guy. Pornhub kind of sucks.
Okay, well, no, it doesn't because I'm on there.
Well, you're also on ex-hamster and ex-videos.
Yeah, but I own the rights to the Pornhub stuff, so you go watch there.
That's cool,
yeah,
lady.
Don't give me dead tone. Just do it.
Didn't they remove like 70% of the content on Pornhub?
Yeah, they were going through that whole thing with the credit card processor and illegal porn. Because there was, like, actual fucking, like, sex trafficked girls on there and, like, underage girls.
Jesus. It was bad. Oh, well, yeah, that was the big one. All right, when I look you up on Pornhub, is it the Kate D or just Kate D?
Kate D.
Just Kate D. Which, by the way, let me tell you another thing about you. And I don't know like where you are in the rankings of all porn stars, if you're in like 10% of this, because OnlyFans obviously has percentages, but good for you for a name like Kate D, for you to be someone that pops up like the first one. I mean, that's really important. Like, it's a normal name. It's not like some weird like Alicia Cinnamon Twinkle Tits or whatever. You know?
I love that. That's going to be my next name.
Okay, yeah, so you, this one looks like my pervy family.
Yeah, that was a good one.
That was a good one. So what are, has there ever been a guy porn star that you did a scene with or you did a set with and you kind of started getting feelings for?
Yeah, all the time. I just like, I scream at my vagina afterwards and I'm like, you don't love him, you dumb bitch. We just, I just have a screaming contest with her afterwards.
He's not really into you.
It was just for, it was for work, you dumb bitch.
Oh, that's so, dude, you're like a guy then. You're like a guy at a strip club.
Yeah.
I don't know whether to laugh or cry. Jesus. So what do you, has, but now has anything ever come about it? Like, have you actually, you did a set with a guy and then all of a sudden you guys are like, yeah, maybe we should meet up or something. Or do you try to stay away from that completely?
Yeah, I did that once.
Oh, jeez.
A couple times.
Uh-huh.
With, just with one person. We're having an affair.
Oh, right now you're having an affair?
Kind of, yeah.
Oh, so wait, he's with someone then.
No, I just say that because it's more controversial.
Oh, it sounds cuter.
Yeah, we're having an affair.
I'm in my 30s, so I need a little sizzle in my life.
Yeah.
So there you go. You got a thing going on. Now, why don't right now you guys don't consider each other like boyfriend, girlfriend, obviously. So you're just, it's more just sex partners.
Seeing, I think he's seeing someone else. So.
That is an, that's called an, that's so you are having an affair.
But no, but she's another performer. So I don't know if it's just for money or if he actually likes me. So like, I don't fucking know.
Unbelievable. Are you going to drop the name or no?
No.
Ooh. Ooh. Is it this Adam guy? Uh-oh.
No.
Uh-oh. I don't know. You got defensive there.
Can you eat my dick, please?
Oh, oh no. I feel like a dick, but I think it might be.
You'll never know.
Have you ever did a scene with, I remember there was a porn star. When I was younger, he did softcore porn also. He did like bikini girls from outer space.
Who did?
This guy called Voodoo.
Oh my god, Voodoo. And now he's dropping out of airplanes. I did he was like my first scene when I was 18.
What? My man, yes. Voodoo. Good dude. This is the dumbest thing. This is what is he as a person? Like, did he take you out for tea? Like, he just seems like just this like fucking Guido type dude.
Yeah, I was like 18 and I did Bang Bros for the first time.
Yes, yes.
Voodoo was my first contestant.
Bang, he was your first ever?
First ever when I was 18.
Wow. And how was it? Like, was he cool?
And then I found him on Instagram years later and he's like, yeah, come to Canada, jump out of airplanes with me. I'm like, fuck yeah, if I could. I got a DUI, I can't go there, but I would love to.
That's right, you have a DUI. Jesus Christ, that's right, he's Canadian.
Yeah.
Holy shit. Is he, he must be retired, right?
I think so. I think I lost him on Instagram because I keep getting disabled. So last I knew, he was jumping on airplanes.
you really want to keep reiterating the jumping out airplanes thing.
I think it's fucking cool. I would love to jump out of an airplane.
No, skydiving is definitely something I want to do.
You know, like if you're in porn, you like to do wild, crazy shit just for an adrenaline rush, you know?
Yeah, but there's a big difference from like the guy who's doing free solo where it's like, yeah, I'm going to take three dicks inside me today.
No, like think about it. Like you're having sex and there's a whole crew around you and like lighting people. Yes. It's exhilarating. It's an adrenaline rush, you know? So like people like us love to do crazy shit like that usually.
See, well, yeah, when you say us, you mean like you. And because I see what.
Yeah, I didn't. You weren't even involved.
Yeah, Jamie with your fucking small growing ass dick. Yeah, dude, I don't, that is
like I'm standing around 700 porn stars right now. You're not even involved.
That's something that really does, like there's just no, I don't think I would ever be able to do that, to be surrounded by people. I'm sure there's like someone telling you like, no, you gotta be in this position. Like you're being directed basically. And then I'd probably, yeah. And then if someone like you, like, or a girl that like I'm really into is like, wait, I'm working with her today. I'll probably not be able to get it up while coming like uncontrollably. Like they'd be like, yeah, this is gonna work out, kid. And like I just have to like walk away, and then I'll be on like efucked.com for the blooper reel. I can't.
Yeah, there are guys that are like their experience and stuff, and they're like, oh my god, I've been wanting to work with you forever, and then they can't get a hard on because they're so nervous. And wow, then there's shit. Other guys that like, I remember it was like this one guy's first time, like, you know, it's this make or break shot because guys only get one shot. If you fuck up the first time, then you blew your career, you know? And so this guy like couldn't get a fucking hard on, and I'm trying my best to work with this poor boy. I'm like, it's work.
Wait, and I had to like, can I see this video? I want to see this.
I had to do the scoot thing on top of him and like act like it was inside of me when it's completely soft. I'm like, oh shit. Whoa. I tried to save the day.
There's a move called the scoot thing. See, this is you're dropping inside
it's
information.
Like softcore, you know, Skinamax. Like, oh yeah.
Oh no. And what is the what is the atmosphere of the room after that set is done? Like, is this guy just head down? And like, are people at least putting their arm around him? Like, hey, man, you know, better luck next game.
He's like, did I blow it? Did I blow it?
Yes. Yes, Charlie, you blew it.
Go home.
There's a porn star. And I tell me if this is real or not, if you know who about this. She was in a van. She's got like this buzz cut on the side, haircut, ton of tattoos. And basically they would pick up supposedly pick up random guys in like Santa Monica or whatever. And
like the Bang Bus?
I don't think it's Bang Bus, because it was like a blooper one where basically they picked up three or four guys, and like a couple guys couldn't get it up. A couple guys came really quickly. And the video ends with like the director, like literally saying like, yo, sorry that these guys suck at fucking or whatever. I don't know if it's real or not. There's no way this is real. Like, you really, like, a legit porn star is going to fuck four random guys. It's like, I know it's with condoms, but I think they're way more stringent.
No,
about
they usually
stuff.
Get tested, and it's usually just a plot because you have to be tested.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was probably just a plot, and you fell for it. Like, damn, so hot. We'll stroke in. You're like, oh my god, she doesn't know these guys. It's all taboo, you know.
I wish I could watch movies the way I watch porn. Like, I watch movies very cynically, so I'm watching them going like, oh yeah, that acting performance is this and this. I can't get into the story. Where with porn, I'm like, all right, this is fake, but like, yeah, sure, all right, she's fucking, she's a plumber.
I watch like crazy porn because like, if I'm just watching like a man and a woman have sex, like it's my brain is going like a 500 miles per minute. I'm thinking of the scenario, the set, the lighting, everything around them, and I can't get into it. So I have to watch really taboo shit, like three dicks in your butt and like the girl just losing it, because I know that, you know, it's out of control, and like I'm not thinking of everything that's going on. So I have to watch crazy shit like that.
And are you watching it to watch it, or you're actually legit like you need to watch porn to masturbate and to get off?
Yeah, I don't have a boyfriend, so I just masturbate constantly.
Just constant. Is it, are you do you have any toys, or is it, no, you have
to have
toys.
I'm addicted to porn and I masturbate constantly.
You definitely have like a huge dildo. Like, there's no way you don't.
No, I broke my vibrator.
Who, how
so
do you,
I need
break
someone
a
to
vibrator?
Buy me a new one.
Not in a million.
I don't know.
Year.
The motor fucking blew.
Take that wish list shit somewhere else, sister. Not in a million.
Hey, you need to pay me for this fucking interview.
Oh, yeah, right. Not in a million years, dude.
I just hang up.
They're like, all right, well, I got 52 minutes. It's almost an hour. The last 8 minutes are me just reacting to your videos. Like, oh, there's one. She's sucking it.
I just get on Twitter and tell everybody that you're a retard.
You really don't know anything about my podcast then?
No,
because that is the brand.
I signed up, you emailed me and I was going to look it up, but I have ADHD obviously. So I'm just like, okay, yeah, I'll do it.
Yeah, dude. Like when you responded that quickly, I said to myself, I'm like, oh, I wonder who responded. I'm like, and I think it was like Caitlin or I don't know what the full name for Kate is, but, I'm just
Catherine.
Is it Catherine? Is that your first name?
Yeah.
Okay, whatever. That's not porn. All right, get on your knees. All right, but I looked at it and I'm like, nah, this isn't. No way it's the fucking that blonde chick. And it was. I'm like, holy fucking shit. I was surprised you responded so quickly.
It's a me, Mario.
¿Qué pasa?
Never mind, you're too young.
Why did you say that?
Because you don't remember. It's a me, Mario.
Oh, it's me. Dude, it was, I literally couldn't understand what you were saying. I thought you were speaking Spanish.
No, it's a me, Mario.
You know, I'm going to listen back at this. I'm going to see whether that joke was really fucking terrible or if I really just killed the joke.
Yeah, you ruined it. You fucking blew it.
You blew it, bro. You blew it. Do you think doing porn, though, like, has that affected you at all? Not even like just getting a relationship in general, but like, do you think the sex in a regular relationship, do you think that might be ruined in any way? Like, you might not be able to, if the guy's not, say, as good as a porn star, or like you're just in that mindset at all?
No, I'm really good at sex. So even if I have sex with somebody that's bad, I can make it good.
It's like John LaJoy. I'm really good at sex. So come have sex with me.
No, even if somebody's bad, I can make it good. So it's all about taking charge, you know.
I feel like you would be into finding a younger guy, like in his early.
Hell no.
Okay, never mind. People are probably listening to this. Like, you're talking about yourself.
No, younger than me, and it's awful. I have like no respect for them. I'm like, I feel like your mom. This is weird.
Jesus Christ.
I'm like, do I have to baby you? Do baby need a baba? Here's my nippy.
That was, I'm giving that one a courtesy, like, reaction. Gotcha. 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 Well, my dreams are devastated.
So sorry.
Yeah, I'm actually in my late 20s, but I really did think, because based off what you said, like, oh, you know, if he's really bad or if he's nervous, you know, we'll keep doing this and I'll help him and I'll help his confidence or whatever. But you know, you're more like, no, I just want
to. I dated a guy 13 months younger than me, and he was really good at licking pussy, so I kept him around. But it didn't work out, so I don't know.
In an actual relationship, what is your favorite thing to do sexually?
I don't know. I like making out. I like, I don't know. I like sucking dick. Is that better? I don't know.
I wonder if a girl likes sucking dick the way I or any other guy likes.
You love out. Sucking dick?
No. Oh my God. Can I finish? Can I get a can I get a thought? Can I get a thought finished?
So you like to take it up the butt and you love sucking dick.
I think we found out a lot about ourselves in today's episode. Okay, I found out a lot about myself.
Yeah.
You gotta somehow share this episode when it's uploaded.
Yeah, absolutely.
But you can't. Don't listen to any other episode until you do that, because if you listen to any other episode, you're going to be like, oh my God, this man's a monster. I regret everything.
Did I show you God?
So do me a favor. When you share this, which will ultimately ruin your career, just do that.
And no, then, it won't. Do you know what I do for work?
Yeah, but I still like. Yeah, true. Yeah, you do. That is very true.
It's kind of hard. I don't know how I can top this.
Well, do you also know, though, what percentage on OnlyFans you're at? Isn't there like, I'm top 5% or I'm top this or whatever?
I'm 2.5, baby.
That's insane. And do you know how many creators are on OnlyFans? Like millions, obviously, right?
I've been higher than that. That's just where I am right now.
Oh, you're slaying. You know what it is? As you get older in your 30s, you start to lose.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, you're going to have to get some BBL on those crow's feet in a matter of time.
I'm going
to
go get a nose job and be like, I'm.
No, don't get a nose job. Hold on. Let me, because you're on. Hold on. Let me look up Katie. I need to look up a picture. Why did I say Katie Lee? Kate D. All right, let's see. This is you. Yeah, nose job, actually. All right, Kate D.
Shut up.
Nude. All right, let's see. This is a solid picture. That's something your gynecologist sees. You're thick. You really are thick.
She thick.
You have really is it the butt lift that does that? Like, what is that?
What do you mean?
Like, dude, the top half of your body is not like a thick girl, but the bottom half, like your legs are.
I've always been like that, though.
Dude, like, did you run track or something in high school?
Yeah, for a little bit.
Of course. Yeah, okay, let's see. Let me this picture. This is a perfect picture because it's definitely a picture that wasn't dubbed over. Oh, look at what this picture is. Is this a picture that No, I'm sorry. I thought it was someone trying to pretend to be an escort and they were pretending to be you.
What the hell?
No, the tits are a top notch. You actually have a really good core. Like, you can tell if you decide to get, like, into that weird, like, fit. Not weird, but, like, let me show off my abs and everything. You'd have, like, really great definition. Face yeah. is good. You have cool eyes. You already did your lips. Did you do anything to your cheekbones at all?
No.
Okay, because you have, like, that, like, high cheekbone thing. Like, the dimples yeah. and everything.
Yeah, I got that from my mama.
Yeah, yeah, man. Nose job, but outside of that, yeah, you're good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fair. I think that was a fair.
Yeah, I'm gonna get a nose job because I can't hold my breath underwater, so I need one anyways.
Oh yeah, sure, yeah, yeah. You tell yourself. Oh yeah, it's because my deviated septum. Oh really? What do you do for your career?
If I were to breathe in right now, like only one nostril comes in. Like it's literally, I snore like a fucking behemoth. I need a nose job.
I don't snore, but same here. I have a slight deviation in my right. Nostril, so
it's annoying as fuck.
Yeah, what nationality are you?
Irish and Norwegian.
Oh, okay. I was thinking like there had to be some Italian because of the big nose, but all right.
Fuck off.
What? I didn't say you should. I'm agreeing with. I'm a white knight. All right. I agree with her all the way until I'm like, can you please just touch it?
I always liked guys with big noses because like. If they really love to lick pussy, usually they stick their giant nose in your pussy.
Dude, I love doing that.
So you can
use it as a tool. Dude, one of my favorite moves is like I'm eating her like actual vagina out and I'm going down like I'm eating her ass and then my nose is just like, yeah, I'm just like fucking motorboating it. I fucking love
You're blowing
that.
Bubbles in her pussy. Yeah.
Dude, I fucking love that shit. That's one of my favorite things to do.
Gosh damn it.
All right, so obviously... We've been talking about the porn for like, that's not all your life is about. Like what you have to have some other shit you do, right? That you enjoy doing besides, you know, sucking and blowing and all this kind of stuff.
Yeah. I mean, I love to travel. I just went to Indonesia for a month. I just got back. I was surfing. I went on, temple retreats.
Went surfing?
I learned Yeah, I learned Reiki down there. I do all kinds of stuff.
Reiki, hold on. Don't say anything. Reiki is like...
energy work.
Has something to do with Tai Chi, right?
No, not really Tai Chi, because Tai Chi is like body movement.
Yes. What's energy.
Reiki? Reiki is like clearing stuff from your body that your body is holding on to. It's energy work.
Okay. Well, there's a lot of energy in Tai Chi, though.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, but it's mainly used for fighting and releasing stuff.
Reiki?
But like Reiki you do with your eyes closed and you do it over people and stuff to help release trauma and stuff.
Huh. That's cool. Yeah. Is that like, do you feel, so when you've done it, do you feel like more at ease? Do you think it's not even helping you in like short term? Like, yeah, I feel really relaxed after that session. Like, do you think it's helped you
long
term?
No, it actually, like you can yawn and burp and that's like releasing stuff. Some people shake, like it's releasing emotions and stuff and you come out completely different and you feel better.
Oh, dude, when I do Tai Chi, it's so weird. They like you hold this energy with your hands. And
yeah, I seen this guy do Tai Chi and he was able to start fires and shit.
That, well, all right. What this porn
is,
was
this
that?
Is back in OG YouTube days.
Oh, where okay.
I would watch, like crazy fucking videos, God. Like guys starting fire with their hands from Tai Chi.
I have a question. Yeah, well, I don't even have a question. I think you know the answer if that was fake or not. But
it's real. Fuck.
But it really is like when I'm doing it and I understand like the instructor, she's telling us, excuse me, exactly like how you should feel and everything. So mm-hmm. It might be a mental game. However, whether it's mental or not, like I feel like basically your eyes are closed, knees are slightly bent, blah, blah. You're standing and you have your hands together and you just feel this ball of energy within your hands and you start to pull your hands away and then push a little bit together. while making the, like you're taking two steps away and one step forward with your hands, because the ball of energy is getting bigger and you can actually feel the ball of energy. The way I would relate it to is it's that feeling of like trying to put two of the same poles of a magnet together. Like you just feel this energy that's within your hands. And then if you decide to get your fingers close and you do it with your eyes closed and you can really judge whether your two middle fingers are close enough, you will feel a little electric shock between your fingertips.
Yeah, my stepdad sent me to Tai Chi classes because I needed to learn discipline, he said, because he found me on the couch getting fingered by my boyfriend. And so my punishment was Tai Chi class to learn. And then I ended up like trying to have an affair with Tai Chi guy.
Oh yeah, he probably, dude, this woman in my yoga class, she set me up on a date with her daughter.
That's hot. Are you going to teach her Tai Chi?
Her daughter Tai Chi?
Yeah, are you going to teach her?
Tai Chi is, I don't like.
And you can get into it and be like, and this is how you do it. Now you need to undress so I can finish the process.
Oh, dude, there's this one yoga instructor, dude. She is like, fuck, man. I'm just like over here like, hey, lady, I'm trying to trying to get into my zone. We're doing some hatha yoga right now. Like, let's go. Like, if we were doing vinyasa, I'd fucking have a boner the whole time.
So you love her?
Because she's, dude, I've had sex with flexible women, but like, she's a yoga instructor.
Oh yeah, she knows how to fuck.
Dude, it's not even, it's more so like if this girl were to ever be at my place and she put both her feet behind her head, I'd be like, all right, I'm going to go down on you until I suffocate or whatever. Like, this is the greatest.
I'm going to go marry this woman.
Yeah, like, here's my life savings.
Ready to risk it all. Here's my whole life in my pocket. Here you go. Have my wallet.
It's unreal. It's craziness. Dude, what, you live in a fucking loft lobby? What kind of footsteps?
Yeah.
By the way, what kind of elephant footsteps were those?
Giant ones. I have a giant ass to carry. I was carrying my laundry upstairs. How dare you?
Oh, man. All right. Well, listen, Katie. Shit. I thought there was one question I wanted to ask before we went. I don't think I'm ever going to. Oh, if you were like 18 now, right? Or if you were to tell any 18-year-old girl who's trying to get into the business, would you pull them to the world of porn or tell them, nah, just do an OnlyFans?
I would just tell them, are you okay with everybody knowing this? And don't go in for the money. Like, you have to make a career out of it, because if you decide to change your mind, then it could be bad, you know? So you just, it has to be, this is your final answer, you know? Like, you got to be okay.
That's a weird thing. Isn't that a weird thing? Like, to think you know your final answer at 18, there's no way you do.
Yeah, you just have to have a gut instinct, I guess.
Jeez. That's it. All right, good luck, girls, with all that. I'm sure. Yeah. I'm sure none of you will regret it. And yeah, you'll be all right.
Some might, some don't. You know,
they deeply will. They will regret so much of it. But
no, they fucking won't.
Is there anything you want to say before we go off air?
No, not really.
All right. Well, cool. Make sure to send me pics whenever you can. That'd be awesome.
Okay, sounds good.
But thank you for coming on. I do appreciate it.
Yep, no problem. See ya.